And welcome to episode 16 of the Rebel Within podcast. Today's episode is going to be titled Murder in Minneapolis. Before I get to that, I just want to say that my heart, my thoughts, and my prayers go out to George Floyd's family and friends and everything. I just want to say that, you know, Monday was, what happened Monday was a senseless and stupid tragedy that should have never happened in the first place. You know, this shit has got to stop. I don't know what it is with people in the world, but the hatred towards one another is, it's hard to fathom anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me that, and even if this murder wasn't racial motivated, it was going to be portrayed that way. It's going to be made out to be that way. And as long as there's not any justice that happens from it, the world's just going to keep getting rougher and rougher. I hope they do convict the guy. They'll probably get him on manslaughter instead of murder, which won't be good enough, but it'll be something. But for the thing that gets me is, like, you had four cops on the scene holding a black man down that couldn't breathe. And let's say the guy that had the knee on the guy's neck was a senior officer, and the other guys around him, you know, probably had less seniority than him, probably less rank than him, just stood by and just let him do what he done. And thinking, look, you know, what did you think? Your badge was going to save you, that you wouldn't get in trouble? And especially today with all the cameras and everything around, you were bound to get fired. So were you looking to get fired? Were you looking to get in trouble? I don't understand that. I don't understand that method. Okay? And here's the bad part about it. Even if you didn't do anything, you're still an accessory. You're still going to get charged. You're still going to get arrested because you stood by and done nothing. And yet, you could have saved this man's life if you'd have just been like, hey man, get off the dude's neck. Hey, get off this guy. It's not right what you're doing. And even if you would have got fired for being insubordinate, at least you know you could have stood back and said, hey, I done everything I could to do to save this dude's life. Maybe he'd still be here. Yeah, maybe you'd get some slack and everything and from it just for being there and just for, you know, the guy getting arrested for basically doing nothing. But at least you'd have been like, hey, I'm trying to save this dude's life. At least you know you were trying. You know what I'm saying? These guys didn't fucking care. And then you had the one guy standing out there, like, hey man, step to get off the damn street. You know, talking all that smack. Man, I'll come over there and, like, dude, you're fucking talking all that smack to fucking innocent bystanders. And yet, what did it do for you? Nothing. It cost you your fucking job because you were too lazy and too fucking sorry to go over and tell that guy, hey, get your knee off his neck. You let him die, and you didn't do nothing. And now look at you. You're probably going to go to prison and serve some time for because you were trying to be some kind of Billy Badass. And yet, what was the purpose in it? Nothing. Why? Because you wear a fucking badge and you think you're above the law? First of all, I just want to say something to the boys in blue there. You're not above the law. You're citizens just like we are. And whether you, whether people realize it or not, you took an oath, okay, to serve and protect fucking people. That's not serving and protecting. That's being bullies. And that's being lawless and being thugs and murderers and all that. That's not being a cop. If you want to be that, don't be a cop. Go join a gang some damn where. All I can say is this, and I know this is going to probably kind of be a short podcast, but I just wanted to say that, you know, the senseless tragedy that happened Monday should have never happened. And let's just say the guy was resisting arrest. He still didn't deserve what he got. You know, that's the problem. And I think one of the problems is that nowadays, just like everything else, cops have a high turnover rate. So they're pushing these people through the academies and they're not training these people properly because they need cops on the street. If you train these people right and you make them vow to the oath that they take, they won't do this shit. And when they do commit a crime, you hold them to a higher standard than you do with normal people because they're supposed to be serving at a higher thing than the rest of the people are, a higher standard than the rest of the people are. You don't get that. You just can't let people who are cops get off and committing crimes and thinking they're above the law. It's senseless and it's stupid. And until there's legislation and government that's going to stop some of this, it's never going to quit. It's always going to be the same. And you're going to always have the predicaments that we're in right now, with all the rioting and looting. So just stop doing the stupidity that needs to be. What these guys done Monday was take and make the good cops out there look bad, and put the good cops out there in danger, and making people hate all cops when all cops aren't bad. That's just like hating all people when all people aren't bad. But that's what you're leading it to. And the cops, you're not helping yourselves by doing the stupid shit that you do. People already hate you. People already doggone or against everything. They don't trust you. And stuff like you did Monday doesn't help any. You're just making things worse. Well, that's all I got to say, really. But like I said, my hearts, my thoughts, my prayers go out to George Floyd and his family. And maybe they find some peace and some justice in all of this. And hopefully tomorrow, the world will be a better place. All right, well, this is Wild Bill signing out of the Rebel Within podcast. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.